I'm here with Angelica Masiti at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Angelica, your work Rapture, Silent Anthem from 2009. Can you talk to us about what's going on in this work?
So this piece is a series of shots in extreme close-up of young people who are watching and experiencing something that's out of sight of the viewer. And the video is kind of a very slow, watchful meditation on the series of emotions and experiences that we can see passing across their faces and their responses to what they're experiencing.
Would you describe the work as a performance or a portrait?
I think there's elements of portraiture within the work, definitely, but it's a response to a performance. I feel like this piece is about performance in but rather than focusing on the performer, we're focusing our attention on the effect of performance.
Your work's very cinematic, very beautiful in its production values. In what way does the language of film perhaps inform what you do?
Well, I made a shift towards a more sort of, I guess, cinematic approach to the treatment of images with this piece, actually, Rapture, in 2009. Prior to that, I was using a lot more, perhaps, documentary handheld styles of filming. For this piece, it really is a piece-by-piece kind of decision. But what I wanted to do with this piece was I wanted to mimic the kind of glossiness and beauty that you see in the way that youths are depicted in advertising or in sort of recognisable modes of images that you could relate to in sort of mainstream culture maybe. We're so comfortable with cinema and its images and its conventions, its editing conventions, its kind of the way it delivers narrative, that I feel like the viewer finds a comfortable space with the work. I'd like that they're able to access it in a really comfortable way.
I wonder, with Rapture, it won the Blake Prize in 2009 for religious art. How do you see this work as evoking the spiritual?
Well, I entered into the Blake Prize because for me the spiritual aspect of the work is about a sort of transcendental or a state of transcendence that the people in the piece seem to be entering into through their experience of, you know, live music or performance. And I was thinking a lot about that state of, you know, that state of transcendence and what are the elements or what are the influences that helps one to enter into that state. And I was thinking outside of looking at a sort of broad scope of religious activities, and often that state of transcendence is entered into via music and via congregation. And for me, it feels like the participating within that community, within that environment, and in response to those influences are where transcendence begins and takes place.
So when you were putting the work together, you filmed the young people in the crowd. What choices did you make? What aesthetic choices did you make to propel the idea that you wanted to present in Rapture?
Well, from the outset, I knew that I wanted this piece to be shot in very slow motion. So it was always about, from the very beginning, it was always about focusing in a really slowed down meditative way on this activity and the slowing down of it, removing it from its context. We shot specifically at a certain time of day, and I shot at this location knowing that usually it's a very, very hot day, so physically it's really quite an extreme environment. And so we wanted to, in slow motion, maybe capture a lot of the sort of physical effects of the, you know, temperature and the crowding. I was also really interested in shooting them at a certain time of day where the sun is quite low, so they're quite backlit, which gives them an illuminated kind of look where you sort of have that haloing happening around their hair and head. So I was sort of, deliberately trying to enhance a sense of a state of transcendent beauty in a situation that can be quite grimy and rough.